Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Today's episode is about teacher tips for parent phone calls. Handling ongoing misbehavior constructively. That's what we're going to be focusing on. But first, let's talk about three things I'm thankful for. The first thing, my kind children. My kind children have such kind hearts, and their kind hearts remind me why I do the work with children, why I love working with children, because of the inspiration of my own children and how much kindness they show to others. And it also, I'm just thinking, it's a pleasure to parent them. Number two, supplemental resources. These little extras can save planning time and they can keep lessons fresh. And so I'm thankful for supplemental resources that we can bring into our classroom when needed. Third thing, air conditioning that works. Because teaching in a hot classroom is a whole different challenge. I'd rather have a classroom be a little bit chillier than hot. Than too hot or like humid. So I'm thankful for when air conditioning is working. All right, let's get into the main part of this episode here. Talking about those parent phone calls that we have to make sometime. We do have to make parent phone calls sometimes. So first off, let's talk about why parent phone calls matter. Well, it's hard. Hard calls that we face can build trust if they're done right. They absolutely can. Parents need to hear about issues before they explode into mega issues. Parents need to hear about challenges we're facing if things aren't going right. It's not about blaming, though. Don't hear what I'm saying here. We have to be really careful to not turn a parent phone call to one of the parents or the adults of our students. We don't want to turn it into where we're just blaming. It's about really more about partnership. So when I'm talking about parents, I'm talking about whoever the guardian is of that child. It might be a mom or a dad. Or it might be a grandma or grandpa or an aunt, uncle, or foster parent. It just depends. It depends on the circumstances of that child. And so if we think about it in terms of that is a partnership and that we're a team, that's going to help us from the get-go with kind of getting our mind right around the value in this parent phone call or this adult phone call home. So the next thing to think about is how do you structure this phone call? If you have an issue that you have to address or something that's been going on in your classroom with one of your students and you have to make a phone call home, How do you structure that? What does that look like? Well, let me give you a few strategies or a few steps rather for how to structure it. First off, start positive. try to lead with something specific that you appreciate about the child. Be specific, not general, like, I really like your child, or I'm really glad your child is in my classroom. Let's get a little bit more specific than that. So try to start positive. That's an important thing, is starting on a positive note. And then the second step, step two, state your concern clearly, y'all. You got to focus on facts. Like, for the past week, your child has been, and start it like that. As opposed to saying something like, they're always, and then finish the sentence. We have to think about how we word things, and because if we're speaking in absolutes, like always or never, that's parents and adults who take care of the children aren't going to receive that well. So try to be very clear. In fact, I would recommend even writing down some notes ahead of time, some key things like, hey, like these three things are going on in the classroom, with very clear facts, with examples. So it helps keep you kind of organized. So if you get a little nervous talking on a phone or get a little flustered, you can keep focused on what you're doing here. But also make sure you write down a really clear, specific, positive example too about the child too, or something that you appreciate about the child. So step one was talk about something specific you appreciate about the child. Step two is state your concerns extremely clearly. And the third thing, share the impact. Explain how that behavior is affecting the learning environment, the classroom. Talk about how it's distracting students. Maybe it's harming another student. Whatever that is, please share the impact. Parents need to know this. Now, the fourth step, I would say, the fourth step is to invite the parents' perspective. Ask if they're noticing similar things at home, or if this has been an issue in past years. And maybe you know that answer already. But you want to get that dialogue going. You want to get that the parent or the adult just kind of talking with you, where they can share their perspective. Whereas it's not you all talking and them listening. You want to get them talking and letting them. And that's that. You can really dig into letting them feel like a partner with you. Then, as long as you're not doing all the talking and they're doing all the listening, you want to get them. You want to make it where they feel valued, because they do. An adult is a valuable part of the team. The teaching team includes the parents or the adult caretakers. And so we have to get their perspective. We also have to talk about if they're seeing things at home also, or if they've never do it at home. Just kind of get that collaborative talking going. And then a positive note. Try to end on a positive note where you reaffirm your commitment to helping the child succeed. That you're there for their child. You're there to help them be successful. You want them to be successful, and you're going to work hard for them to be successful. Reiterate that with the family so you hear that. Reiterate that tomorrow's a new day, and that you're look forward to working with their child. Parents want to hear that. So important to be authentic as you're having this conversation though with parents and caretakers. Let's talk a couple do's and don'ts for the call. Several do's and don'ts. Do stay calm, factual, and professional. You gotta stay calm. Sometimes you might hear something from a parent that you don't like. Gotta stay calm. Or you might get pushback from a parent. You gotta stay calm. Gotta stay factual. Gotta stay professional. Avoid trying to get into arguments with parents. Try to keep that phone call constructive and not get into an argument, y'all. And then, I would say too, like, if you have to make a phone call, if the topic of other children come up, avoid talking about other children in the class, especially by name. You legally, now I'm not giving legal advice, but I know the laws, and the laws state that you can't be going off talking about other children and their behavior or their success or challenges with another adult that is not their guardians. You can't. You can get yourself into some hot water by doing that. And so I would just stay clear of that and come around and say, I can't discuss other children with you. So that's not legal advice. That's just me knowing that's a no-no as an educator. So try to steer clear of that. Do document the call afterwards. Take some notes about the call afterwards, about when the day you called, the time you called, how did the conversation go? But the next thing is, don't attack the student or the parent during the call. Don't attack them. Don't attack the kid or the parent, because that's not going to turn out good for you. That's not going to build a partnership with you and the families. And then here's another don't. I'm not big on don't do this, don't do that, but this is a big don't. Don't unload everything all at once. If you go into a phone call and you just dump everything out, if you say one meaningful thing that you value about the child, and then you start unloading about the child, what parent wants to hear that? So I would focus on a few key things without just dumping on a parent everything that you're noticing. That can be overwhelming. Have some stuff written down. Have those notes down, and then share a few key things that you're seeing that are most critical. And then, focus on the main concern or the main concerns, one or two concerns, and go from there. So I would recommend being very careful of just unloading, because that's not going to work. I would encourage you also to reflect, to have a reflection on your call. And I want to take a moment to encourage you too, because as tough as these phone calls are, these calls show parents that you care enough to reach out. I don't get very thrilled about phone calls, but usually afterwards, if you do them right, if you structure them right, after a parent phone call, you can say, you know what, that was good. That was worth it. I think we got somewhere. And you build that partnership. And hopefully, you and that parent can, as a team, address maybe some things that are happening in the classroom that aren't so good, that can be addressed and conversations can be had at home with the child. That's not always the case, though. We may sometimes experience parents that say they're gonna do something and then don't have your back, or won't address a behavior, and you can't control that. But it sure is important enough to try. The goal isn't punishment here. The goal isn't to try to get the kids in trouble at home. It isn't. We have to have that mentality that it's not about punishment. It's about teamwork to help the student grow and succeed in our classrooms. It can't be about punishment, y'all. It can't be. I do think that over time, parents appreciate honesty paired with hope. Honesty with hope. What parent wants hope? I think most parents want hope that, hey, their child can be successful in your classroom and that you want the child in the classroom will also match with some honesty. We have to remember that there's no such thing as a perfect child. There's no such thing as a perfect parent. There's no such thing as a perfect teacher. We have to admit that too. We do. So, just thinking here. Parent phone calls about misbehavior can be nerve-wracking, but with the right structure, they can actually strengthen relationships. Remember, stay positive, stay focused, and keep the child at the center of the conversation. That's what I would say. That's how I think you'll experience success when making these phone calls home when they're needed. Well, that's all I have today for this episode. Remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.